This is a podcast from Rover.
Can I just say, in my defense, this morning when I woke up and I hit the alarm clock, there's a button beside it that says activate battler mode, and I hit that. So if I hadn't hit that button, I would have been fine today.
You would have been sweet. So just to pull the curtain back on what we're actually doing, we're in Queenstown today. We're doing the show out of Queenstown, which is epic. Like, this is, to me, heaven on earth. Like, I love this place. I've got an affinity with it. And the reason why we're here is because we're emceeing some of the biggest clients that our company, MediaWorks, has. And it's a very big deal. It's a very illustrious position for us to have, and very stupid of them to entrust those people with us. But with it comes great responsibility, and with great responsibility comes great smart casual wear.
Yeah, well, so
it's a very fancy affair.
It's black tie, some ridiculous setup we're going to tonight.
Yeah,
and I knew this was happening, and I've just hammered all of my old suits. Yeah, I used to get the Turner Buck job ones, and I've got quite a few of them, and then you wear them twice, and they're absolutely poked. So I was like, I'm getting older now. I'll buy a suit, and I chatted about this on last night's Not For Radio podcast, which you'll see in the podcast feed.
Yeah. So Dunk's basically been running up until this point. Something that he either wore to Cup Day when he was 17 with Osiris's, or something.
That's funny, because it's true. I've still got that one. It doesn't fit, weirdly.
Or something that's only soaked up slightly less piss than he has. So you went out, you went to Barker's, you got yourself the ZQ Merino suit, very fancy, top-of-the-line stuff, not cheap at $800.
$860 for a shirt, tie, and top and bottom.
But a great investment, because that will last you for a lifetime. One of your kids, if they become obese, will also be able to wear this.
Good from you.
I'm kidding. You're looking the best you've looked. And this is a problem. All your other suits were like, you know, like two times too big. So you had to go for something more fitted.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we get up and we get going early this morning. Obviously pandemonium at your house at that time of the day. Probably not too dissimilar at mine. Turn up, we get there, and I'm in the lounge because I like to get my value's worth out of my membership, and I get in there and have six breakfasts. And so Dunk's like, can you let me in? So I go to get him, and he's just carrying a very small bag. And I was like, that's a very small bag, considering that we're on the road heading to Hamilton tomorrow for Hit the Road with Jack Daniels. And I was like, do you roll your brand new suit up in the bag? And he just, you know when your whole body just hits pause? And I saw it in his face. I was like, oh, damn, he must have left it in the Uber. Oh, no. He's gone one step further than that. He just hasn't even pulled it out of the wardrobe to start with. And so I lose it. I'm an absolute hysterics. This is absolutely made my day.
I thought it was quite funny, too. I was laughing.
Yeah, you took it really, really well. And then, obviously, because we're in radio, we anticipated calling your wife, Dixie, and getting her to go into the wardrobe and then see it, and then recording her reaction, because you're obviously going to have to buy another suit when you get down here.
Yeah, which is, you know, it's quite a lot of money to spend on suits.
You spend $1,600 on suits in 2 days.
So I turn my phone on when we land in Queenstown, and we didn't get a chance to call her because she already figured it out, but...
OMG, your suit is in the wardrobe still.
Yeah, in case she said, OMG, your suit is in the wardrobe still. And I just sent her a photo of me absolutely pissing myself laughing, saying, don't worry, I've sorted it out. And do you know, I actually got a suit. There's one right across the road from the MediaWorks building down
directly
here.
Directly across the road from the studio is Sergio's, which is like a real high-end suit company here in Queenstown. And Dunk's managed to go in there and hire one instead. So thank you very much.
And how's this? You mentioned my sixth form ball. Not the case. You mentioned the cup day. I used to hire them all the time from Sergio's. They're my sixth form ball. That's where I hired my suit from in Christchurch. It's like Christchurch too.
Glad to see that you've advanced from 16-year-old Dunk.
So thanks to Paul and Dez at Sergio's for sussing me out, and I'm not going to be out there in my stubbies. It's already going to be a shambles.
Yeah,
didn't need that as well.
Mate, you're going to be looking slick in the three-piece as well, which I didn't even know that they can tailor it up for you. So it looks like a custom suit.
Shh, it is a custom suit. It cost me a lot of money, and that's what I'll be wearing tonight.
The Jay and Dunk Podcast.
30 seconds, spray and walk away.